Thank you. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to our series of lectures on Preaching is the Essence.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列讲课，传播是精髓。
I pray you're well, wherever you may be.
无论大家在哪儿，我都祈祷大家一切安好。
And you remain well.
希望始终保持安好。
Let us offer our obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine.Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashtityadeshatanane Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubi Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaur BhaktavindaHare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our topic for this morning is Krishna empowers the preacher.
今天早上我们的话题是 Krishna 会赋予传教者力量。
And we have one verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila.
我们节选了来自于《永恒的主产坛念经》中篇逍遥的一个诗节。
So you can go ahead and read that, please.
永恒的主产坛念经中篇逍遥的第七章98到104诗节，任何。听到主查天尼玛哈巴布唱诵哈利哈利的人，哈利哈利的人都会唱诵，也都会唱诵主哈利和 Krishna 的圣名。就这样，他们追随着主，并且渴望见到他。过了一段时间，赋予他们灵性的力量之后，主就拥抱了这些人，并且吩咐他们回家。被主赋予了力量之后，他们回到自己的村庄，总是不断地唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，时而大笑，时而大哭，时而舞蹈。这些被赋予了力量的人，他们常常会请求每一个他们见到的人唱诵主 Krishna 的圣名。就这样，所有的村民都成了至尊人格守神的奉献者。仅仅是看到这些被赋予了力量的人，他们凭借他们仁慈的瞥视，所有村庄的村民都变成了像他们一样的人。当他们回到自己的村庄，他们也将其他人变成了奉献者。每一个看到他们的人都被转变成了奉献者。就这样，他们逐个拜访了每个村庄，让南印度的所有人都成为了奉献者。灵性能量是喜乐能量和永恒能量的精华。通过这两种能量，一个人就被赋予了力量去从事奉爱服务。主 Krishna 本人或者他的代表，他的纯粹奉献者，可以仁慈的将这些能量一起赋予任何人。被赋予了这些能量以后，一个人就会成为主的纯粹奉献者。任何受到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 偏爱的人都会被赋予这种 Bhakti Shakti 奉爱的能量。就这样，主的追随者就能够凭借他的神圣恩典去传播 Krishna 之觉。 为了成为一个被赋予力量的传教者，一个人必须得到主是查坦尼亚马哈帕布以及他的奉献者，或者他的奉献者灵性导师的偏爱。他必须请求，他也必须请求每个人唱诵马哈曼特，这样每个人都会被转化为 Vaishnava， 以此他们可以以此展示如他们可以向他们展示如何成为至尊人格守神的纯粹奉献者。
Okay. Hare Krishna. So in this very beautiful explanation, we hear how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally infused those around him with Krishna consciousness.
这段诗节美妙地解释了是查坦尼亚马哈帕布是如何亲自地赋予他身边的每个人力量，让他们有了 Krishna 知觉。
Both by his chanting and also by his embrace.
通过他的唱诵，他的拥抱，他就将 Krishna 知觉注入了他们。
So he invested them with spiritual potency.
他赋予了他们灵性力量。
And then we see that after they were empowered, they were able to spread Krishna consciousness to others.
刚刚我们也听到，他们被赋予力量之后，也就能够将 Krishna 之觉传播给其他人了。
And then, so it goes. After those persons were infused with Krishna consciousness, then they went back to their villages, and it goes on and on. So just like the current is originating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it's passing through so many.
正如这里所说的，他们被注入 Krishna 之血之后，又回到自己的 回到各自的村庄，把 Krishna 之血给到其他人，就像水流一样，流经他们，又流向其他人。
So, it is said then, in the later part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kali Radharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtana, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. And this verse says that, unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement.
永恒的主宰的念经在后面的时候又提到一个诗节，说除非一个人被 Krishna 赋予了力量，否则他是无法传播 Krishna 之觉的。
Because just on a practical level, we see that some are very effective at spreading Krishna consciousness, and others are not.
我们也可以实际的看到，有的人可以有效的传播 Krishna 之觉，但其他人却做不到。
So it is a question of empowerment.
所以这就是是否被赋予力量的问题。
We know that our own Srila Prabhupada was very deeply empowered by his spiritual master.
我们知道 Srila Prabhupada 是深深的被他的灵性导师赋予力量的人。
One of his very dear god brothers, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who was really a very deep and advanced Vaishnava.
Srila Prabhupada 的一位很亲密的很亲切的神兄弟，名字叫做 Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj， 他是一个很深刻的在灵性上很进步的人。
He was really very deeply attached to the chanting of Krishna's holy name.
他对唱诵 Krishna 的圣名有深刻的依附。
And he used to play the mridanga and chant kirtan.
他常常敲打着米丹嘎鼓唱诵 kirtan.
And he was just always in ecstasy.
总是处在狂喜之中。
And Prabhupada knew that he was very advanced and he was very dear to Prabhupada.
Prabhupada 知道他是很进步的人, 他对Prabhupada也非常的亲切。
So at some point, when Prabhupada had already gone west and had accomplished so much, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he approached a couple of disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, those who had also been given the instruction to preach Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people. They were sent to Europe.
当Srila Prabhupada已经在传教方面取得了很大的成就的时候, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj 就问那些曾经也被Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 派到西方, 比如说欧洲, 去传播 Krishna 智觉的那些门徒。
So they had some acquaintances there, they had some accommodation, they had a certain amount of financial support, so they had quite a bit going for them.
这些曾经之前被派到西方去传播的 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur的门徒, 他们资源还是比较充足的,在那边有认识的人, 也有 良好的居住条件以及其他的便利条件。
Certainly more facility than our Srila Prabhupada had in the beginning.
毫无疑问在开始的时候, 他们的条件是比我们的Srila Prabhupada要充足的多。
But they stayed for some time and didn't accomplish practically anything, and they returned to India.
但是在西方待了没多久，几乎没获得什么成就，就又返回印度了。So
Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he asked them, why was our Swami Maharaj, referring to Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, why was he successful and you not?
所以 Akinchana Das Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj 就问曾经去到西方的这些门徒说，为什么我们的 Swami Maharaj 也就是 Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj 他成功了，而你们没有成功呢？
And there was a long silence.
有很长一段时间他们都保持着沉默。
Perhaps they were ashamed, or they didn't really know.
或许是不好意思，或许是真的不知道。So
finally, he answered the question himself.
后来 Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj 就自己回答了这个问题。He
said he was successful because of two things.
他说他之所以成功是因为两件事。One,
he had absolute faith in the instruction given to him by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
首先,他对Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 给他的训示充满了绝对的信心。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on their first meeting had instructed, you know, preach Mahaprabhu's cult to the English-speaking people of the world.
初次会面,Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 就训示他把Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的
So he had absolute faith in that instruction.
他对这一训示充满了绝对的信心。
And he had absolute faith, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj said, in the Lord's holy name.
Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj 说,其次,他对主的圣名有着绝对的信心。
So this is how he was empowered, and this is how he was successful, how he accomplished so much when you couldn't practically do anything.
这就是为什么他被赋予了力量,他是如此成功,而你们几乎却什么都没做到。So
he got, Srila Prabhupada got very special mercy from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and And in this way, he was empowered.
Srila Prabhupada 得到了 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 特殊的仁慈，也因此被赋予了力量。
In the Bhagavatam, we hear that such empowered representatives of the Lord are called Shaktivesh avatars.
圣殿波迦瓦坛当中也讲到，像这样的被赋予了力量的主的代表，被称为是 Shakti Vish avatar， 被赋予了力量的化身。
And Prabhupada says that they're incarnations, that they're invested with a transcendental power of attorney.
Transcendental power of attorney.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada 说他们是被注入了力量的化身，他们是超然的。
They're given the power to perform on behalf of the Supreme Lord.
他们被注入了力量，代表主来执行他的使命。
So clearly, Prabhupada was empowered like this.
显而易见，释迦牟尼佛就是这样被赋予的力量的人。
Now, in the purport, it says that the spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the eternity potency. By these two potencies.One is empowered with devotional service.
刚刚我们读到的这个师姐的要旨当中说到，灵性能量、灵性力量是喜乐能量和永恒能量的精华。通过这两种能量，一个人就被赋予了力量去从事奉爱服务。
So of course, this is referring to energies of the chit shakti.Chit Shakti being the internal spiritual potency of the Lord.
当然，这里指的是 Chit Shakti， 指的是主的内在的灵性能量。
Chit Shakti is also sometimes called the Swarup Shakti.
Chit Shakti, 有时也被称为是 Swarup Shakti.
So, in broad categories, we have the Chit Shakti, the internal.Energy of the Lord, we have Maya Shakti, the external energy of the Lord, and of course, we as Jivas also are categorized as Jiva Shakti.
主的能量大体就划分为这三类 ：Chit Shakti， 主的内在灵性能量；第二类是 Maya Shakti， 外在能量；以及 Jiva Shakti.
And so this Chit Shakti also has three divisions.
Chit Shakti 在细分就分为三类。
Two of them are spoken about here. The first being Ladini Shakti, or the aspect of bliss.
这里提到两类，其中一个就是 Ladini Shakti， 是主的喜乐能量。
And also Sandini Shakti, it's the eternal existence.
还有 Sandini Shakti 是主的永恒存在能量。
Of course, the third is Samvit, which means cognizance, or it's also accepted as knowledge.
第三类是 Samvit, 也就是觉知能量或者说知识能量。
So in one place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.Jiva Goswami explains these potencies a little bit more in detail.
在永恒的主财单念经当中有一部分 Jiva Goswami 详细的介绍了这几种能量。
And so he says that the transcendental potency of the Lord by which he maintains existence is called Sandini.
他说主用来维系整个存在的超然能量被称为是三谛尼。
The transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him is called Samvit.
他说主用来了解他自己并且让其他人了解他的这种超然能量称为 Samvit.
And the transcendental potency by which he possesses transcendental bliss and causes his devotees to have bliss is called Lodini.
他拥有的这种体验喜乐能量的能力，以及让他的奉献者体验喜乐的能量，被称为 Lodini Shakti。
So according to what Prabhupada says in the purport, to be empowered in devotional service, you have to have a combination of the Lodini Shakti and the Sandini Shakti.
根据 Srila Prabhupada 在要旨当中所解释的，要想被赋予力量，你就得获得 Lodini Shakti 喜乐能量和 Sandini Shakti 这种存在永恒存在的能量的结合的能量。
In another place, there is mention of the Samvit and Samvit Shakti combined with Lodini Shakti. They work together, and one can, it said, can attain knowledge of the personality of Godhead.
也有一个地方提到，当 Samvit Shakti 这种知识能量和 Lodini Shakti。主的喜乐能量结合在一起的时候，一个人就会被赋予力量去了解，去获得有关至尊人格守神的知识。
So to be truly empowered, one has to also be influenced by or tap into these aspects of the Chit Shakti.
So,
Can you hear me?
Yes. So to be truly truly empowered, one should be invested with Chit Shakti.
Yes. And and also we see from the purport there's this passage where Prabhupada says that Lord Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man.
在要旨当中我们也看到说主本人或者他的全智的奉献者可以把这个能量赋予任何人。
Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord.
被赋予了这样的力量之后，一个人也能够成为主的纯粹的奉献者。
Anyone favored by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti.
任何被主持 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 偏爱的人都会被赋予 bhakti shakti.
Thus, the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by.Divine grace.
这样主的追随者就可以凭借他神圣的恩典能够去传播 Krishna 之觉。
In order to become an empowered preacher, one must be favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his devotee, the spiritual master.
为了成为主的，为了成为一个被赋予力量的供从。被赋予力量传教者一个人必须受到主或者他的代表他也就是灵性导师的青睐。
One must also request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra.
一个人也必须请求其他人唱诵 Maha Mantra.
In this way, such a person can convert others to Vaishnavism, showing them how to become pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这样一来他也就能够将其他人转变为 Vaishnava 奉献者并向他们展示如何成为至尊人格守神的纯粹奉献者。
So this begs the question, how to get Bhakti Shakti?
这就引发一个问题如何得到 Bhakti Shakti?
We have to study the lives of,great exemplars of Bhakti Shakti.
我们得去研究
你是获得了 Bhakti Shakti 的奉献者的 生活。
And of course, one of those persons, one of the most famous amongst them is Sri Narada Muni.
其中最著名的一位就是 Sri Narada Muni.
Now, in the Bhagavatam, we hear the discussion between Sri Narada Muni and his disciple Srila Vyasadeva.
在圣典波迦瓦坛当中，我们听到 Sri Narada Muni 和 Sri Vyasadeva 他的门徒的对话。
And Vyasadeva, he inquires about Sri Narada Muni's past.
Vyasadeva 有询问 Sri Narada Muni 的过往。
He wants to understand how he has come to this position.
他想了解 Sri Narada Muni 是如何走到这一步的，达到这个层面的。
So, he knows that in Narada Muni's past life, which was actually in another kalpa, that he was the son of a maid servant.
他明白 Sri Narada Muni 在他的上一世，其实是上一个 Kalpa 的时候，他是一个女仆的儿子。
He knows that he was just 5 years old.
他知道当时他只有五岁。
He also knows that during the Chaturmas, the Bhaktivedantas came to stay at his mother's home.
他也记得在 Chaturmas 四月苦行的时候，一些 Bhaktivedanta 的学者们来到了他家。
He heard how Narada Muni served the Bhaktivedantas.
他也听说 Narada Muni 是如何服务这些 Bhaktivedanta 学者的。
He would sometimes serve them their meals.
有时候安排他们吃饭。
Clean their living quarters.
帮助他们打扫住的地方。
Clean their cloth.
帮他们洗衣服。
And perform other such menial services.
以及其他的一些卑微的服务。
And at one point,He requested them to honor a bit of the remnants of their foodstuff.
有一天 Narada Muni 就请求这些 Bhaktivedanta 学者们请求能够得到一些他们食物的觊觎。
He did that because he knew, as everyone knew in those days, that there are three very powerful substances that come from pure devotees of the Lord.
因为当时的人们，包括Narada Muni，他们都知道，圣人有三样宝贵的东西。
The dust from their lotus feet.
这是纯粹的奉献者三样宝贵的东西，他们足下的尘土。
The water which has washed their lotus feet.
沐浴过他们的莲花足的水。
And the remnants of their foodstuff.
还有他们食物的觊觎。
Any of these can fuse one with great spiritual advancement.
这三样，任何一样都能够让一个人有力量，获得巨大的灵性进步。
So Narada Muni took those remnants.
Narada Muni 就吃了他们食物的觊觎。
And from the combination of serving them, taking their remnants, and also hearing their transcendental message, his consciousness was transformed.
聆听他们讲话，享用他们食物的觊觎，以及为他们提供卑微的服务，这些结合起来，就让他的知发生了巨大的变化。
After the Chaturmas was over, the Bhaktivedantas left.
四月苦行结束后 ，Bhaktivedanta 学者们也离开了。
So Vyasadeva was curious and eager to know what happened after that.
Vyasadeva 很想知道，很好奇，在那之后又发生了什么。
So Narada Muni explained that as fate would have it, one evening while his mother was milking, went to milk the cow, she was bitten by a poisonous snake and she died.
Narada Muni 解释说，因为命运的安排，有一天傍晚，他的母亲去挤牛奶的时候，不幸被毒蛇咬死了。
So here was poor Narada Muni, a five-year-old boy with no one to care for him.
留下的就只有可怜的五岁的 Narada Muni, 没人照管他。
What did he do?
那他做了什么呢？
He considered this a great benediction from Krishna.
他认为这是 Krishna 给他的极大的祝福。
Because now he could only take shelter of Krishna.
因为现在他只能托庇 Krishna 了。
He had no other shelter.
他已经没有其他的庇护了。
So he left that place and he just started to walk north.
他离开那个地方就向北走。
And he passed through various cities and towns and villages.
途中经过不同的城镇乡村。
He passed agricultural fields. He passed mines where they were producing gold and gems and so on.
经过农田和矿地。
He was seeing all of these things. He passed through all of this, and because he had gotten mercy from the Bhaktivedantas, he was not at all attracted to this or bewildered by that.
甚至经过了生产金子的那些矿地，但是他却因为他从 Bhaktivedanta 他们那里聆听了这些知识，所以。虽然途经这一切，却没有被吸引。
Infused by them, he was determined to find the Lord.
被他们赋予了力量，所以 Narada Muni 就坚定不移的一定要找到主。
So in one very remote place, in the forest, he sat under a very large banyan tree.
去到遥远的森林。之后他坐下来坐在一棵大榕树下。
And he began to meditate on the super soul within.
开始冥想心中的超灵。
And because he was so serious,
因为他非常认真。
He was so sincere.
非常真诚。
After some time, the Lord actually appeared on the lotus of his heart.
过了一段时间，主就出现在他的心之莲花之上。
And so he was getting that darshan, so to speak, of the Lord.
可以说当时他就得到了主的 darshan, 亲眼看到了主。
And when he was getting that darshan, all of his senses became spiritually activated, and they all wanted to render service to the Supreme Lord.
当他见到了主，得到了主的 darshan 之后，他的感官全都被激活了，充满了灵性的力量，全都想积极的服务主。
Tears were pouring from his eyes and streaming down his cheeks.
他泪如雨注。
He was in great spiritual ecstasy.
处在极大的灵性狂喜之中。
But at some point, the Lord disappeared.
突然主又消失了。
And he was very distraught. He wanted again to get that darshan of the Lord.
他感到极其失落，想再次又见到主。
So he tried again, to bring the Lord, within his heart, or qualify himself to get that darshan, but try as he, would, he could not. He could not see the Lord.
他又努力地想把主重新带回他心中，但无论怎么尝试，都无济于事。
And so he was feeling very distraught.
他感到极其失落。
But then the Lord started to speak to him. He heard the Lord in a very grave tone.
他之后他就听到主以庄重的声音对他讲话。
He said, "My dear Narada Muni, I regret to inform you that, for the remainder of this lifetime, you will not be able to see me, and I've taken away this darshan because I want to increase your desire for you to attain me."
主就以庄重的声音对他说道，亲爱的 Narada Muni, 你余生再也无法见到我了。我之所以离开你，让你见不到我，是为了增强你想要得到我的愿望。
So in this sense, the Lord was teaching him that the mood of separation, is very powerful and it attracts the Lord.
主是想教导他，这种分离的心态是非常有力量的，他能够吸引主。
Oftentimes we think that meeting, is the most pleasurable.
往往我们觉得见面是最让人喜悦的。
In Sanskrit, this is sambhog, to come together.
梵文词叫做 sambhog, 是相聚。
So we may feel that being with the Lord, is the highest form of, transcendental ecstasy.
我们可能觉得和主相聚是超然狂喜的最高层面。
But, as Prabhupada said, the Goswamis never said that they were with Krishna.
但就像 Prabhupada 所说的，那些 Goswami 们从来都没有说说过我曾经和 Krishna 在一起。
Rather, they were in the mood, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They were always trying to, search him out.
相反，他们的心态永远是Krishna 在哪儿 ？Krishna 在哪儿？他们始终处在寻找 Krishna 的心态中。
And because their mood was so intense, they attracted Krishna.
因为他们这种分离的情感非常的剧烈，所以就吸引了 Krishna。
So in this way, although Shri Narada Muni was just a young boy of 5 years old, he was very determined to chant, hear and chant the glories of the Lord, chant his holy name, and meditate on those transcendental glories.
因此五岁的 Narada Muni 非常坚定地在唱诵着主的荣耀，唱诵着主的圣名，冥想着主的荣耀和圣名。
And he was so determined that after a short while, he was able to attain a spiritual body. It's said that it was just like lightning and illumination appearing simultaneously.
他坚定不移，所以没过多久他就获得了灵性的躯体，就像闪电一般。
So he gave up the material body and he, was able to attain a spiritual body.
他放弃了物质的躯体，获得了灵性的躯体。
And in this way, he leaves this world.
就这样，他离开了这个世界。
And then, of course, this is, Lord Brahma's time to have rest, and therefore for some 4,320,000,000 years, he's suspended like that in that spiritual body. And then when Lord Brahma awakens, and again he appears as we hear the son of Lord Brahma.
Here the son. What was the last part?
He appears as the son, S-O-N, of Lord Brahma.
Okay. 然后因为当时那个刚刚说的是在按照就是 Brahma 的时间来计算的，所以之后呢，那时候也到了就 Brahma 该休息的时候，所以就经过了42亿多年。后来他又再次以朱布拉曼儿子的身份显现。
So what's interesting and you can study this that in these purports Prabhupada explains that Sri Narada Muni is the perfect example of one who both seriously practices the process of hearing and chanting, and also simultaneously broadcasts the glories of the Lord to everyone.
我们自己可以研习一下这几个世界的要旨。在要旨当中，是了 Prabhupada 解释到，Sri Narada Muni 是认真修习、认真练习、聆听和唱诵，同时有大范围的去传播主的荣耀的完美典范。
So it's clear that Sri Narada Muni's transformation, his empowerment comes from his association with and his service to the Bhakti Vedantas.
显而易见 ,Sri Narada Muni 之所以发生了巨大的转变,被赋予了巨大的力量,就是因为他为这些 Bhakti Vedanta 学者们服务,并且获得了他们的涟漪。
Therefore, Prabhupada says like that in the purport that one must be favored by Mahaprabhu or his devotee, the spiritual master.
因此在要旨当中是呢 Prabhupada 解释到说要想成为一个被赋予力量的传教者一个人必须获得主师 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 或他的奉献者灵性导师的偏爱。
Therefore, our empowerment is fully dependent on mercy.
所以我们是否能够被赋予力量完全取决于仁慈。
And so we must be very eager to get that mercy.
我们要非常渴望获得这个仁慈。
Therefore we must be very eager to serve.
因此就要非常渴望去服务。
We've already heard Krishna himself state that one who thinks he's my devotee,is not my devotee, but one who understands that he is the devotee of my devotee, is actually my devotee.
我们也听到 Krishna 亲自说过，一个人如果声称自己是我的奉献者，那他其实不是我的奉献者。只有认为自己是我的奉献者的奉献者，他才是真正的奉献者。
So Krishna can only be pleased if.His devotee is pleased.
只有当 Krishna 的奉献者被取悦的时候 ,Krishna 才会被取悦。
So all of our practices of Krishna consciousness are really meant to please our spiritual master, to please the devotees, and in this way, Krishna will become pleased.
所以我们修习 Krishna 之觉的整个目的就是为了取悦灵性导师和奉献者取悦了他们 Krishna 就会被取悦
So this should become meditation for us
这应该成为我们冥想的内容
How can we please our spiritual master? How can we please the devotees?
总是去思考我们怎样才能取悦我们的灵性导师，怎样取悦奉献者
？And of course, when I say how can we please our spiritual master, it goes without saying that Even though we may not be the Diksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada, that every member in ISKCON is trying to please Srila Prabhupada because he's the founder Acharya, he's the preeminent Shiksha Guru for all devotees in ISKCON.
当然，我在谈到说取悦灵性导师的时候，也自然包括Srila Prabhupada。虽然说我们很多人并不是 Srila Prabhupada 的起因门徒，但是因为 Srila Prabhupada 是 ISKCON 国际 Krishna 智觉协会的创办灵性导师，又是我们社团每一个成员的首要的训示guru。
So even though Prabhupada gave us this valuable gift, he only asked for two things.
Srila Prabhupada 给了我们如此珍贵的礼物，但他只向我们要求了两件事。
Number one, that we seriously practice Krishna consciousness.
第一件是，首先我们认真的去修习 Krishna 知觉。
And number two, that we try to give it to others.
第二点，要全力以赴的把他 Krishna 知觉给到其他人。
So if we can do these two things to the best of our ability, then Prabhupada will be pleased.
如果我们能够尽我们最大的努力做到这两件事，Srila Prabhupada 就会被取悦。
Now we're going to read one letter, and then we'll open up for questions.
接下来我来读一段信件当中的一段，然后我们可以回答大家的问题。
Just one second. So Prabhupada's, anyway, this is from a letter that Prabhupada, he wrote in 1967.
这是1967年 Srila Prabhupada 的一封回信。
And at the time Prabhupada was in Calcutta. This must have been when he went back for that period of time after he had some health challenges.
当时 Prabhupada 在加尔各答，那是因为他当时身体不好，所以回到了加尔各答。
So he's writing to Brahmananda.
他给 Brahmananda 回信当中写道。
Of course, Brahmananda was one of the first disciples.
Brahmananda 是 Prabhupada 最初的门徒之一。
And he was being entrusted with managing the center at 22nd Avenue.
Prabhupada 让他负责来管理26号大街第二大道的那个中心。
So anyway, Prabhupada writes, I have read your statements regarding opening centers.
Prabhupada 在信中写道说，你谈到关于开设中心的事情，我已经读到了。
I am not in agreement with Mr. Altman, there's some person, Mr. Altman, that we are expanding very thinly.
Altman 先生说，我们的运动传播的不快，对于他的说法我不同意。
In my opinion, a single sincere soul can maintain a center.
我认为一个仅仅凭一个真诚的灵魂，他都能够维系一个中心。
You know, I started the center at 22nd Avenue alone.
你是知道的，我是独自一人开始了26号大街第二大道的中心。
Did everyone hear that? It's kind of distorted. Sati, was it okay?
사티마드시 刚刚 听到吗？
하리 크리스나 사티마드시 刚刚 那一句有没有听到？
是的，听到，但是延迟很大。
They heard, but there is a long delay.
现在好了。
Okay, we'll continue.
Yeah.
We'll continue.
那我们继续来听。
Okay.
The prophet writes, I took the risk of $200 per month for the rent.
当时，施洛帕夫的说，当时我是冒着很大的风险，因为房租每个月200美元。
At that time, there were no assistants.
当时也我也没有助手。
Mukunda at that time was a friend, but there was no responsibility for him for maintaining the center.
当时 Mukunda 倒是我们的朋友，但是却没有肩负起维系中心的重任。
Gradually, Kirtanananda and Hayagriva joined, but they did not take any responsibility.
后来 Kirtananda 和 Hayagriva 也加入了，他们也没有担负起什么责任。
Still, I was maintaining the establishment simply depending on Krishna, and then Krishna sent me everything, men and money.
但我还是独自一人维系着那个中心，我只是全然的依赖 Krishna。于是 Krishna 就送来了人，也送来了钱。
Similarly, if a sincere soul goes out and opens a center in any part of the world, Krishna will help him in all respects.
同样的，如果一个真诚的灵魂走出去，在这地世界任何一个地方开一个中心， Krishna 都会全方位的支援他。
And here's a couple of very important sentences.
这里有几段几句很重要的话。
Without being empowered by Krishna, nobody can preach Krishna consciousness.
没有被 Krishna 赋予力量的话，任何人都无法传播 Krishna 之觉的。
It is not academic qualification or financial strength which helps in these matters, but it is sincerity of purpose.Which helps us always.
真正能够帮到我们的并不是我们的学术能力或者是经济能力，真正能够帮到我们的是我们目的的纯正。
Therefore, I wish you will remain in charge of New York.
所以我希望你们能够继续来管理纽约的这个中心。
Let Satsarup be in charge of Boston.
让 Satsarup 来负责波士顿。
Let Mukunda be in charge of San Francisco.
让 Mukunda 负责旧金山。
Let Janardhan be in charge of Montreal.
让 Janardhan 负责蒙特利尔。
Let Nandarani and Dayananda be in charge of Los Angeles.
让 Nandarani 和 Dayananda 来负责洛杉矶。
And let Subal Das be in charge of Santa Fe.
让Subala 来负责。
No, Subala. Subala. Subala.
让 Subala 来负责 Santa Fe.
In this way, you will follow my example as I did in the beginning at 26 Second Avenue.
一开始的时候，我在26号大街第二大道就是这么做的。你们也应该如样追随。
That is preaching, cooking, writing, talking, chanting, everything, one man's show.
也就是一边传教，一边做饭，一边写作，一边讲课，一个人就能够做到这一切。
I never thought about the audience.
我从来没考虑观众怎样。
I was prepared to chant if there was no man to hear me.
没人听，我也会继续唱诵。
The principle of chanting is to glorify the Lord and not to attract a crowd.
唱诵的目的是荣耀主，不是吸引人群。
If Krishna hears nicely, then he will ask some sincere devotee to gather in such a place.
如果让 Krishna 听到了， Krishna 就会安排人群来聚集到这里。
Therefore, be advised that thousands of centers may be started if we find out a sincere soul for each and every center.
所以呢，要记住，在每一个地方，如果哪怕找到一个真诚的灵魂，都能够吸引来几千人。
We do not require more men to start.
要开始一个中心，要开启一个中心，我们不需要太多的人。
If there is one sincere soul, that is sufficient to start a new center.
要开设要开放一个中心，一个真诚的灵魂就足够了。
Let us remain sincere to Krishna and his bona fide representative, and we are sure to carry out our mission successfully.
就让我们真诚地对待我们的真诚地对待 Krishna 和我们的灵性导师，这样的话我们的运动就会成功地开展开来。
So Prabhupada is clearly saying here that if one is sincere and if one is simply trying to please Krishna, then one will be empowered.
释迦牟尼在这里说得很清楚，如果一个人保持真诚，只想取悦 Krishna, 他就会被赋予力量。
And all the other things are secondary.
其他的所有的都是次要的。
Nowadays, we think that we need so much facility to do this, that, and the other thing.
现在我们老觉得我们要做个什么事情，需要这个，需要那样，需要很多东西。
The Prabhupada says all that is secondary.
可是 Prabhupada 却说，这一切都是次要的。
The main thing is to have a strong desire to please the Lord.
最主要的是要有取悦主的强烈的愿望。
So these are some points I wanted to make this morning.
这就是今天早上我要跟大家分享的要点。
Now perhaps we can take a few questions if there are any.
接下来我们看如果大家有问题的话，可以回答几个问题。There's one question.
Yeah.
Yeah, one question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢马哈拉什的讲课，感谢翻译和主持。有关传教士被赋予力量的问题，主查天尼马哈帕布已经授权所有人。圣恩 Prabhupada 也赋予他的追随者力量去传播 Krishna 之觉。问题是，即便这样被授权，为什么还有的传教士获得成功，有的没有？成功的问题，您在课中提到对授权和训示的信心程度不同导致的，除此之外还有什么原因吗？个人坚持不懈的努力也是其中一个原因吗？始终充满热情百折不挠的决心和耐心是否也是考虑的因素呢？谢谢 Hare Krishna.
Thank you Maharaj for your lecture about a preacher being empowered.Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already empowered everyone here. Prabhu quoted a verse, Yari Deka, this verse. And Srila Prabhupada also empowered all his followers to praise Krishna consciousness. But the problem is, even though all of them are empowered, that's why some preachers achieved success, some did not.You mentioned in your lecture that it also depends on the faith in the instructions given to them. So besides this, are there any other reasons that cause one to succeed or fail? Is perseverance another reason? And also enthusiasm, determination, patience, are these all factors?That can influence the result of the preaching.
Okay, thank you for that.
感谢您的问题。
The instruction is being given, and it's really up to an individual whether one is going to follow that instruction. You know.
但灵性导师给了训示之后，那就取决于每个人是否要去执行这个训示。
Or one may follow that instruction, you know, partially.
是不是只是部分的接受了这个训示，追随了这个训示？
One may practice sadhana bhakti on a certain level.
一个人可能只是在某种程度上在修习 sadhana bhakti， 用来规范修习。
Everyone is given an equal opportunity.
每个人都得到了平等的机会。
But it's each individual's choice, you know, just how they're going to execute that.
但怎么样去执行这个训示，利用这个机会，那取决于每个人。
Krishna's mercy is available to everybody.
Krishna 的仁慈是给到每个人的。
Just like the sun shines on everyone's head equally.
就像阳光也均等的洒在每个人的头上。
But some choose to take advantage of the sunshine, while others will hide themselves indoors and not get the opportunity.
而有的人会选择善用阳光，而有的人会待在室内而躲起来。
So everyone is given an opportunity.
每个人都得到了机会的。
But it's we who should decide what to do with that opportunity.
但得到机会之后，我们得自己去决定怎么来对待这个机会。
So to the extent we take it seriously, to that extent, you know, we'll get empowerment.
我们在多大程度上真诚地对待这个机会，就在多大程度上被赋予了力量。
Serious practice is required.
需要的是真诚的修习。
Everything starts with the serious chanting of Krishna's holy name.
一切都始于真诚的唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
We all know we should chant without offense.
我们都知道要不带冒犯的唱诵。
We've heard it again and again and again and again.
我们一次又一次的都听到。
Yet we continue to offend.
但我们依然在做冒犯。
More often than not, we offend other Vaishnavas.
往往会冒犯其他的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
By things we say and by things we do.
通过言语行为去冒犯他们。
So if we continue to do this, then we can't expect to get much benefit from chanting Hare Krishna.
如果继续冒犯下去的话，就不能指望通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 能取得多大进步。
And if we're not chanting Hare Krishna without offense, then how can we ever expect to be empowered as a preacher?
如果做不到不带冒犯的唱诵 Hare Krishna 的话，我们怎么能够指望被赋予力量，成为有力量的传教士呢？
How can we ever expect that the energies of Chit Shakti are going to infuse us, you know, with empowerment to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
怎么能够指望 Chit Shakti 主的永恒喜乐能量被注入我们，我们被赋予力量去传播Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的使命呢？
So although Mahaprabhu has given the order, some have taken the order more seriously than others.
所以说，虽然是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu给了每个人这个训令，但是有的人更认真。
Although Srila Prabhupada, our own Srila Prabhupada, has given us the instruction, some have taken it more serious than others.
虽然Srila Prabhupada 也给了我们这个训示，
但是有的人会更认真地对待，有的人就没有那么认真。
So if we take the order seriously and we do everything that Srila Prabhupada expected of us, then we will be empowered.
所以说如果我们认真地对待 Srila Prabhupada 给我们的训示的话、我们就能够被赋予力量。
And some may be more empowered than others. It's also a question of, you know, our sincerity.
有的人会被赋予更大的力量。这、到底被赋予多大的力量，那就取决于我们真诚的程度。
In the example I gave of Akinshana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, the order was given to everyone. But it was Prabhupada who fully embraced that order with full faith. And against all odds, he executed it and he was successful.
刚刚谈到的 Akinshana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj 询问、问其他最先被派到西方去传播的 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的门徒、为什么他们没成功，其实原因就在于只有 Srila Prabhupada 全然接受了他的灵性导师的训示，历尽艰难险阻、最终、实现了他的使命。
Whereas the other disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they chose not to.
而、Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的其他的门徒去选择、不去全然的去执行这个使命。
That was a choice. That was a choice. They didn't have full faith in that instruction, and therefore...The level of sincerity was not there.
这是他们自己的选择，他们对灵性导师的训示并没有全然的信心，所以真诚度也不够。
And all those other qualifications you mentioned, you know, of determination, of patience, and so on, they are all parts of the same thing. If you havesincerity, if you have sincerity, then you will develop the others. You will develop the others. It's part of it.
您提到的其他的品质，比如说充满热情、百折不挠的决心和耐心等等，其实都是同一个品质的不同的展示。如果有了真诚，自然其他的品质也就会衍生出来。
For example, in the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada gives a definition of utsaha, which means enthusiasm, as endeavor which is executed with intelligence.
就像在、教会的甘露当中、Srila Prabhupada 对 utsaha 热情的、定义就是带着智性去努力，这就是热情。
So it's not that we just do something mindlessly.
并不是说我们、不加思考的、盲目的去做事。
Enthusiasm doesn't mean that, you know, in the mode of passion, we're just very active and we do things.
热情、不是说就处在激情形态、处在激情形态、活跃的只是做事。
But each endeavor is executed with intelligence.
热情意味着每一份努力都是在智性的指导下去做的。
And it's not just our own individual intelligence.
这里说的智性不只、不光指我们个人的智性。
Oftentimes it's collective intelligence.
往往这个智性智慧指的是集体的智慧。
Prabhupada taught us to consult.
Prabhupada教我们要去询问咨询。
He did that by example. He would consult with his leaders, and he would hear opinions, and then, you know, there was decision, oftentimes by consensus.
他自己也是以身作则，在这么做的。遇到问题，他会去和。领导的奉献者们商量，最后的决定是大家统一决定的结果。
So Prabhupada wanted this. And kind of connected in a way, I'm thinking that, you know, Prabhupada wanted the leading devotees to meet and to discuss unity and diversity. In other words, how to spread Krishna consciousness in different ways to different people. And the techniques may be a little different, but the unity isn't that we're all trying to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to preach.
因此, 施乐帕帕的也希望他的 处在领导地位的奉献者们能够定期聚集起来来探讨求同存异的原则，就是如何以不同的方式向不同的人群传教。可能我们传教的具体方式不同，但是统一的目标是去推进释迦牟尼佛陀的使命。
Because even during Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada was, you know, here in his manifest form, there were differences of opinion.
即便在Srila Prabhupada还在世的时候，奉献者之间也存在不同的意见。
You know, one devotee or one group of devotees wanted to preach in one way, another group wanted to do another way. So Prabhupada encouraged them to just sit and speak together about it.
当时也有一群奉献者想这样去做事，另外一群奉献者想那样去做，那样去传教。Srila Prabhupada就鼓励他们一起坐下来谈一谈。So
he encouraged this, and he wanted things to be executed with collective intelligence.
他希望奉献者凭借着集体的智慧去努力做事。
The next question, please.
下一个问题，杨改莲，顶拜咕噜顶拜，感恩咕噜的讲课，是不是只要能达到真诚的称念颂唱诵，哪怕是没有一个奉献的联谊，也能达到纯粹呢？ Please accept my obeisances. Is it true that as long as we can chant sincerely, we can achieve perfection, we can become pure, even if we don't have one devotee to associate with us?
Is this a hypothetical question? That if you are living somewhere where there are no other devotees, and therefore you have no opportunity to associate with any other devotees, you're on your own, and it's just you and the holy name, and that's all you can do, you have no access to any other devotees anywhere.
所在的地方是没有任何其他的奉献者，你实在是找不到任何奉献者联谊，就只有你和圣明，你就只能唱诵圣明，没有别的办法了。Because
in this day of age, even if one is living in a town or a city where there are no other devotees, you know, through, you know, the internet, you can connect with other devotees. There's so many opportunities to associate with devotees, utilizing, you know, various social media platforms and things like that. So even if one is in a place where there are no other devotees, one can still associate with other devotees in other places. So I don't really fully grasp the question.
我无法理解您说的没有一个奉献者联谊这种情况，因为在这个网络时代，即便你自己一个人处在比较边远的地方，身边没有任何的奉献者联谊，但是凭借社交媒体网络平台，你也可以和其他地方的奉献者联谊的。We
all need Sangha.
我们都需要联谊Sangha。In
one place in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says that if you think you can become Krishna conscious outside of this Krishna conscious movement, you are suffering an hallucination.
圣典伯加法坛有一处施罗帕帕的评注到说，如果你认为你可以在可以脱离于这个 Krishna 知觉运动，处在这运动之外而培养起 Krishna 知觉，那么你就处在巨大的幻觉之中。
Why did he say that?
为什么他这么说呢？
Well, one reason is that our own individual resolve or determination, is very, very limited.
其中一个原因是我们个人的决心是有限的。
It can easily be broken.
很容易被折断。
Just like one stick can be easily broken.
就像一根棍子很容易被折断。
But if we have Sangha with seriously, practicing Vaishnavas, then our determination will increase.
但是如果我们能够得到认真修习的奉献者的联谊，我们的决心就会增加。
Just like a bundle of sticks.
就像是一捆棍子一样。
So a bundle of sticks cannot be broken.
一捆棍子在一起的话就很难被折断。
Everyone requires Sangha.
每个人都需要联谊。
So I think we need both. We need to keep good Sangha, and we need to chant the holy name.
所以我们我想我们想要达到纯粹，两者都是需要的。一方面我们需要真诚的唱诵，另一方面我们也需要奉献者的联谊。
Because we're not Haridas Thakur.
因为我们还不是 Haridas Thakur.
Well, we can just sit and chant 300,000 names a day.
我们没法像他一样每天独自坐在那里就唱诵300,000遍圣名。
So if you're in that situation where there are no other devotees, then reach out to devotees in other places through social media.
所以呢，如果你真的是处在一个地方没有别的奉献者的联谊，你就可以通过社交媒体来和其他地方的奉献者联谊。
Enter some group, a Sangha group.
然后加入某个联谊的小组。
Where you can hear lectures and you can have exchanges like that.
可以听课，可以和其他奉献者交流等等。
Next.
Next, Sumati Radha Madhaji.敬拜，亲爱的 Guru Maharaj， 感谢翻译和主持人。年轻的奉献者们想通过现代网络平台，以文化、艺术、美食等多种方式集合集体的智慧，去传播 Krishna 知觉，同时以真诚的服务获取一定的收入来支撑物质躯体和家庭开销，尽物质职责。他们希望能够把现实与理想结合起来，为 Krishna 工作创业。而有些年长者对此表示不认同，认为这些人是怀着混杂的奉爱心态才去做这样不纯粹的事。请问，第一，我们该如何鉴别和理解怀着纯粹的爱去为 Krishna 工作和服务呢？二，或许年轻人由于修习尚短而暂时无法达到年长者所要求的纯粹的境界，但是如果他们怀着单纯的爱心，那么内心的精微的物质污染是否会在奉爱服务的过程中得到净化呢？如果坚定执行孤儿的训示，坚持规范修习，是否可以保护奉献者保持清醒的觉知，不被物质洪流卷走呢？感恩你的解答。Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my obeisances. Some young devotees, they want to use their collectiveintelligence to preach Krishna consciousness by using the internet and through some culture, art, and by presenting some like cooking seminar, cooking by food, culture, and art. And at the same time, they want to get some income to support their family. to maintain their material body through their sincere service. They want to combine reality and dream to work for Krishna. Some senior devotees do not support this endeavor. They think that these people are doing services with mixed motivations. They think this is not pure. So I have two questions. The first one, how can we understand, how can we discriminate if this service is pure service or mixed service? How can we know? The second question is, the young devotees may, due to their short period of practice, they are not pure yet. They are not, they haven't reached the pure level and expected by senior devotees. But if they do the service with a simple heart, with love, can the subtle material contaminations be purified and they perform the services? If they follow the guru's instructions to perform sadhana bhakti sincerely, can they be protected and remain clear-minded, remain simple, and avoid being carried away by the material current? Thank you for your answer.
Well,